On the next, Making Contact.
I can imagine that it may well have been considered very patriotic to have had a nuclear explosion in your state.
We don't want our people to die from all the dust that would fly out, so we start writing letters.
Nuclear bombs in the hands of terrorists is frightening enough, but imagine your own government blowing them up near your hometown. What would it do to your community, to your family? How would you react? And could anything be done to stop it from happening in the first place? On this edition, we'll hear how the world's most powerful weapons shaped the identity of two rural communities in the United States during the 1960s. One, a small town in southern Mississippi, the other, a native village in the land of the midnight sun, Alaska.